Okay, sometimes when you had that buggy long ago, you might have to get your, or even when you were training your horses, you might have to have something to get them moving.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Of course, there are a lot of different kinds of things, but when you went to the store to buy things and you bought some fruit, the grocer might put the fruit in a what?
The grocery would put it in a paper bag.
Okay.
Box.
Okay. Did you ever make a distinction between sizes of paper bags, or did you call them different things besides paper bags?
Sometimes we take a pail, bring them back in the pail. Because I walked to the store and I could bring them back much better in a pail than I could a paper bag, because a paper bag would get torn sometimes.
Okay, did you make any distinction between sacks, say, made of cloth, different sizes and anything?
Well, that was much better to carry things in. Really, it was a cloth sack.
All right. And then we had maybe a different kind of sack, one that was rather smooth cloth, and then you had the rough cloth.
Hemp.
Hemp. What kind of, what would you call that kind of sack?
Well, it's loosely woven in it. Fuzzy material. And that would be mostly for large grain, like corn or things like that.
Right. Well, did you have a special name for that kind of sack?
Well, we just said hemp bag,
okay.
And now like poultry feed and something, some kind of feed that's ground fine would be in a thicker cloth bag.
Okay. If you carried some corn to the mill, would you have a specific amount you'd carry or anything? Would you have a certain quantity you'd have to carry?
Well, yes, Dad usually carried about 2 bushel corn to get it ground.
Did he have a certain term he used to refer to that?
Well, we always had a certain bag. It was white. Mm-hmm. And my mother, Dad go to the mill once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And she would launder this bag, you see, every week, white cloth bag.
Right, sometimes also you have a term for the amount of wood you can carry? Would you say, like, you refer to it as a certain amount?
Carrying it.
Yeah. How much wood would this be? Would you say, bring me so much wood, or an armload of wood, or just load of wood?
I always said, load of wood.
All right. If one of those went out up there, you'd have to replace it with what?
A light bulb.
Okay. Sometimes when you're carrying your washing out to hang it on the line or whatever, you carry it in a
closed basket.
Okay. What do nails come in, or what did they used to come in?
Nails, they came in boxes.
Okay. Sometimes they came
bulls. In bulls. Sometimes in wooden barrels.
Okay, those were smaller barrels.
Kegs.
Okay.
They call them kegs. They are kegs.
Okay.
And, at the country store, after they would sell it, maybe somebody come, they want a pound of nails, 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And when the keg was empty, well, that's what the men stood around those big potbelly stalls. It's always in the center of a country store.
Always.
And talk to each other.
Yep.
And sit on nail keg.
Do you know what they call the things that run around the barrel? Usually it was an iron piece that ran around the barrel.
The hooks.
Okay. Sometimes they used to, when you have a glass bottle, they'd put something in the top of it. It wouldn't be a cap that you'd snap off now.
A cork.
Okay. Sometimes I know especially used to play.
Play a heart.
A heart, okay.